nation is her heart and mind. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Why, y'all? Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll.
Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, cowboys like us. Talk about living.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An Inspector General report showing the FBI has not done enough to address failures stemming from the Dr. Larry Nassar sex abuse case involving dozens of minor athletes, some of them Olympic gymnasts. In a video posted on YouTube, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz says the probe uncovered substantial issues in the wake of that case.
In 47% of incidents we reviewed, we found no evidence that FBI employees complied with mandatory reporting requirements to state, local, tribal, and territorial law enforcement agencies. And in 50% of the incidents, no evidence of reporting to social service agencies.
As Ukraine defends itself against Russian attacks, two U.S. officials now confirming to ABC News an American-made F-16 Ukrainian fighter jet crashed this week in Ukraine. A hearing today in Idaho for college murder suspect Brian Koberger. His attorneys pushing to have the trial move to another area, claiming they can't get a fair trial. This is ABC News. After dangerous temperatures baked parts of the Northeast and Midwest, the high heat now moving to the South. Record highs possible in Tennessee, North Carolina, and Kentucky. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan wrapping up a three-day trip to China with a meeting with President Xi.
The low expectation aim to simply keep communications open and on an even keel, especially ahead of the U.S. presidential elections. Sullivan's take on the trip:
to take stock of where we have made progress and what work there still remains to be done, and also how we can responsibly manage the difficult issues and the differences that we have.
With relations having soured over recent years, President Xi told Sullivan the two countries need unity and cooperation rather than division and confrontation. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
On light review site, Yelp is suing Google, claiming it uses an illegal monopoly to promote its own reviews. It follows the government's recent antitrust win over Google denying the claims. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and warm today, with high temperatures still smacking the mid-80s. We've got a line of heavy rain and thunderstorms headed our way after 5 p.m. Could be packing some high winds and hail as well. But after this passes, a bright and beautiful Labor Day weekend ahead. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 68.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayllon. Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz and his wife Gwen are campaigning in Milwaukee this Labor Day. Both presidential campaigns continue to focus on Wisconsin, with former President Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance in the state this week. President Joe Biden will be in southwest Wisconsin next Thursday. A Dane County judge Tuesday upheld a partial veto from Governor Tony Evers that modified school funding. Evers turned a bill that would have increased funding on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction, while also cutting grants for school vouchers and private schools. And first responder agencies across the state are getting a boost thanks to grant funding from the Wisconsin Public Service Foundation, which has awarded $100,000 in grant funding to help first responders across the state. More than 40 grants were awarded this year to police, fire, and EMS service providers. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. A holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner, need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand, Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand, Provisions Health, Healthcare Your Way, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Find out more at provisions.health, and Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy Partner. The city of Durand has approved an agreement with the Arkansas Sanitary District to allow the district to send their wastewater to the Durand Wastewater Treatment Plant. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says Durand will charge the sanitary district just like any other customer.
So this agreement was put in place. We're going to basically charge them like they're any other customer. As far as the rates that are coming in, they will still be responsible to collect from their own customers. We'll just charge the sanitary district once we start the flow, if everything gets approved. This was necessary that this agreement was in place as they apply for their grant money, their clean water money, to get this project moving forward.
Arkansas will be responsible for building the sewer line to Durand. That new line would need to be in place by 2029. Another chance for severe weather in the WRDN listening area today. Clouds will be on the increase throughout the day as a cold front approaches from the west. A line of storms is expected to develop in the west-central Minnesota area this afternoon and move east into Wisconsin this evening. Damaging winds and large hail are the primary threats. Quiet and cooler weather is expected for the Labor Day holiday weekend. Eau Claire's City Council unanimously voted to support limitations on federal campaign spending. The council approved the advisory resolution supporting a constitutional amendment that would reverse the Citizens United Supreme Court ruling. That 2010 decision ruled that companies have no limits on how much they can spend on campaigns. The resolution doesn't change any laws, but represents support for the constitutional amendment. A Winona man has pled not guilty to first-degree attempted intentional homicide charges in connection to the shooting at George's Lounge in Fountain City. 40-year-old Damian Wynn made the plea yesterday in Buffalo County Court. Authorities allege that Wynn shot the man in the abdomen in the parking lot of George's Lounge on March 30th, then fled. His next court appearance is September 18th. Most people in Wisconsin have so-called forever chemicals in their blood, but UW researchers say they don't know if they are causing any health problems. A new study from the University of Wisconsin says a majority of people who volunteered for the study have traces of PFAS chemicals in their system. The report says older, higher-income white men have the highest levels. As for where they got the chemicals, researchers say in most cases, the people with PFAS said they ate fish they caught or microwave popcorn. There are worries that PFAS chemicals can cause all manners of health problems, but the UW team says it could not find a definitive link in its study. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
The city of Mondovi has approved renewing the $1.5 million promissory note with the Bank of Alma. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the money is planned to be used to make improvements to Washington Street from Highway 10 to Highway 37.
So it's a very used street. And then with the growth that we've seen in the Peso Terrace subdivision as well, you're seeing a lot more traffic on that street. So what we had talked about there is also incorporating some pedestrian sidewalks, maybe that would connect with the Mirror Lake area, and then just use that as well for that corridor. So you could travel from really from Dollar General and those homes out, I guess, to the west of there all the way to the downtown area, you know, on either a sidewalk or a path.
The city council did not set a date for that project to begin. Whooping cough is making its way through Chippewa County. The Eau Claire City County Health Department says several cases have been identified in that county. The illnesses can cause coughing that lasts weeks or months. Whooping cough is on the rise this year in Wisconsin statewide. More than 275 confirmed cases of the highly contagious illness are reported so far this year, compared to 51 last year. The cameras on the streetlights in Altoona are working. Police in that city say their flock cameras have helped make more than 20 arrests this year. Altoona has 11 cameras posted at various lights throughout the city, but mainly on roads leading in and out of town. Officer Jacob Henning says that the cameras are helpful in catching out-of-town or out-of-state criminals. That includes one arrest of two people from Minneapolis who were stealing things in both Altoona and Eau Claire. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department also has some of the flock cameras throughout Buffalo County and are hoping to expand that into Mondovi. A Minnesota state trooper will be in court today to face charges related to a deadly crash in Rochester. Trooper Shane Roper was charged with manslaughter following the May crash that killed 18-year-old Olivia Flores. Investigators say Roper was traveling over 80 miles an hour without his emergency lights on at the time of the crash. Information released by the Minnesota State Patrol also showed Roper had four previous crashes while on duty. Wisconsin is seeing more money coming into the state. The latest report from the state's Department of Revenue says tax collections for fiscal year 2024 jumped by over 1%, meaning there's an extra $275 million for the state. The Department of Revenue says the numbers aren't finalized. That won't happen until October. The state is also not saying just why tax collections jumped or where the extra money may be spent. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Corn mazes around Wisconsin celebrate the coming NFL Draft. A collaboration between the 2025 Draft Local Organizing Committee and several family farms will salute the agriculture history of Wisconsin and bring attention to the April event in Green Bay. With the kickoff of the NFL regular season nearing, corn mazes with football-themed designs will be opening throughout September in Ripon, Chilton, Stevens Point, and Bondiwell. The draft is expected to draw a 250,000 fans and a nearly $100 million of revenue to Wisconsin. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and warm today, with high temperatures still smacking the mid-80s. We've got a line of heavy rain and thunderstorms headed our way after 5 p.m. Could be packing some high winds and hail as well. But after this passes, a bright and beautiful Labor Day weekend ahead. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 68.
One in four people age 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks, starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Freddie Peralta delivered six shutout innings of two-hit ball to lead the Brewers to a 5-3 win over the Giants at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Peralta struck out eight in his ninth win of the season.
He's been through this before. He's very motivated. He's very hungry. And now he's showing why the organization had that much faith in him to make him the ace. You know, it's like he's getting better. You know, he's getting better. He's eliminating some of the things he's done in the past. It's gotten him in trouble. He's starting to believe again in his fastball. He got some good hitters out tonight.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, William Contreras, clubbed his 18th home run. The two teams will play the rubber game of their series today. The Packers turn to the Titans to settle a couple of key position battles heading into the season. They traded for quarterback Malik Willis to serve as Jordan Love's backup, and he has to get on the fast track to learn the offense quickly.
It's more than anything just getting in front of it and just learning everything you can, being really a sponge to anything the coaches have, anything the other guys in the room have, anything that I can read on my own and watch film and seeing it done. Just more than anything, just repetition. That's what it is at this point.
Then the Packers released kicker Greg Joseph yesterday, signing Titans rookie free agent Braden Narveson, who made 6 of 7 field goals in the preseason, including a 59-yard game winner.
This is uncharted territory, I would say, that I've been in my time in the league. So it's just, yeah, you just got to come in and perform. I don't know how else to put it, you know, but it's definitely a unique situation.
Matt LaFleur's Packers work out again today. Former Badger Russell Wilson has won a starting quarterback job in Pittsburgh. He signed a one-year deal with the Steelers back in March. Speaking of the Badgers, they'll open their season tomorrow night at home against Western Michigan. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
A first-time truck winner opens the series playoffs. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
Second-generation driver Lane Riggs won last weekend's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race at the Milwaukee Mile in Wisconsin. the first of seven races in the series playoffs. Riggs, who is driving for Front Row Motorsports, failed to qualify for the 10-driver playoff field, but held off some of the series title favorites en route to the victory. Playoff drivers Ty Majeski finished second, Christian Eckes third, Nick Sanchez fourth, and Taylor Gray was fifth. Eckes now has a 16-point lead heading to the next series race at the Bristol Motor Speedway on Thursday night, September 19. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall is the time of year when you may find uninvited house guests scurrying about. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mice are cunning creatures, so to keep them out, you have to be a step ahead of them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
I'm probably one of very few people who think mice are cute. However, I draw the line when I see one running through the house. None of us ever extends an open invitation, but if a mouse can't find its way in, you will have new tenants. Terry Messmer is an Extension Wildlife Specialist at Utah State University. He says, really, it's our own fault. We leave garage doors open, our window screens have holes, and there are cracks and tiny openings around the exterior of our houses. Now is the time to enforce your no vacancy policy for rodents.
If you've got any openings that are larger than about a quarter inch, you need to seal them. If you've got cracks in building foundations around water pipes, vents, you know, utility cables, doors, window screens should fit tightly. And so the idea is just go around and do an inspection of the area.
Stainless steel scouring pads will plug holes as a quick fix. For the long term, Messmer recommends using some kind of insulating foam to fill the gaps. They're coming in to find a warm place for the winter and for free meals, so sanitation is extremely important.
They can survive on very small amounts of food. And so the idea is taking that food, storing it properly, storing it in closed containers. If you've got dog food in the garage, make sure that that's in a rodent-proof container, some type of plastic garbage can or something along that line.
If you see mice in the house, Messmer recommends setting standard wooden traps baited with peanut butter. He does not recommend repellents. For one, he says they don't work very well, and if they're chemical-based, they could cause secondary effects in the humans living there. You'll find more tips for keeping mice out of the house at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
74 in downtown Durango. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk markets as October milk up 23 to 22.67, November up 25 to 22.27, December up 40 to 21.59, January milk up 46 to 2024. Cheese markets, barrels up 4.75 to 217.25, 40-pound blocks steady at 207.5, one trade a barrel, five trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2.75 to 317, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 131, three trades. Dry whey up 0.75 to 56, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, they continue to move mostly lower, waiting for the cash cattle market to give it fundamental support. There are bids offered in Nebraska at 183 to 184 live and 292 to 294 dressed, and a live bid of 182 in Texas. But at this point, no cattle have traded. Meanwhile, the feeder cattle market is also moving mostly lower as the trade is not willing to advance feeders without the support of the live cattle complex. And it's not likely that the complex will change its demeanor ahead of the day's close as traders are waiting to see what develops in the Fed cash cattle market, which hasn't seen any trade develop yet. Meanwhile, the hog markets, they are trading mostly higher, especially in the nearby months. Today's export inspection report was at 42,000 metric tons. Now, the trade was fully higher across the board, but time progressed. Traders took note of the morning dismal cash hog sales and slightly weaker pork cutout values at noon. So some deferred contracts are lower, but the nearbys are higher due to that export inspections report. October live cattle down $1 to $177.62. December down $1.42 to $176.35. February down $1.62 to $177.35. August feeder cattle down 42 cents to $2.43.12. September down $1.87 to $2.39.42. October down $1.95 to $2.36.62. October hogs up 17 cents to $81.85. December up 30 cents to $72.22. February up 27 cents to $74.77. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets moving mostly higher. The weather looks to keep maturity moving forward with a warmer than normal start for the month of September. Weekly export sales were also strong at 15,300 metric tons old crop and 149 million metric tons new crop. Soybeans also moving mostly higher as well. They are pressing into nearby resistance levels. Now, weekly export sales were strong at 143,600 metric tons of old crop. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they're moving higher as well. Again, early plains wheat drilling will start soon. There is some moisture, though, in the forecast. The dollar was holding the midweek rebound, but MATIF wheat action is extending the rally. That's helping to support wheat prices. September corn up 5 to 370 and a quarter. December up 4 to 394 and three quarters. March up 3 to 412 and three quarters. New crop 25 up 1.5 to 434 and a quarter. September beans up 12 and three quarters to 971 and a quarter. November up 12 to 989. January up 11 and a quarter to 1005 and three quarters. New crop 25 up 6 and three quarters to 1036 and a half. September soybean meal up $1.10 to 311.90. September soybean oil up $1.01 to $42.81. Chicago wheat, September up 5 to 519 and a quarter. December up 4 and a quarter to 545 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat is September up 7 to 561 and a half. December up 5 and three quarters to 589 and a half. Energy markets are higher today. October crude oil up $1.16 to $75.68. November up $1 to $74.44. September gas now up 2 cents to $2.23. October up 3 cents to $2.09. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A Wisconsin soybean farmer saw firsthand the benefits of a soy-based firefighting foam. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Chippewa Valley Technical College held a demonstration of the new soy-based firefighting foam recently. Wisconsin soybean farmer Nancy Cavazanjan got a chance to experience it firsthand when she took a turn spraying the foam and couldn't be more excited about the new product.
I am so proud at this time to be a soybean farmer because we have a product made of soy that not only uses up soy, but solves a huge environmental problem and a health problem for firefighters, and actually is a better firefighting product.
The product was developed in part by the United Soybean Board and a Wisconsin-based chemist.
That's right. The chemist who is working on this product with the Chippewa Valley group is from the area. And yes, it was developed using checkoff funds that are farmer funds, and so that's so exciting. And you're right, you did see me holding a fire hose with foam, and that was a really exciting experience too.
What's even more impressive to her is how the soy-based foam impacts firefighter health.
What I learned that really made an impression on me is that nearly 70% of the firefighters who die in the line of duty do so because of cancer. And we know that these forever PFA chemicals are cancer-causing. So we have a totally biodegradable, sustainable U.S. soy product that puts out fires better than the PFA foams. It makes the water product wetter. So with a 2% solution, you're getting a wetter water, basically, that puts out a fire quicker. And then with the foam, it is totally biodegradable. So you don't have to worry about that exposure to the PFAS, and it stops fires quickly.
While the soy firefighting foam is being tested, the next goal is to distribute that new firefighting foam to firefighters across the country. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin's calling on the administration to prioritize the protection of Wisconsin cheese and meat producers in international trade agreements. Baldwin's plea comes after the U.S. Trade Representative successfully secured market access to Chile for several U.S. cheese and meat products, including guarantees for the use of common food names like Parmesan and salami. That aligns so with Baldwin's legislation aimed at safeguarding made-in-Wisconsin products from unfair trade practices. Common food and drink names like Parmesan, Chateau, and Bologna are used globally, but have geographic ties to European locations. The European Union has exploited these ties to implement unfair trade practices, potentially blocking U.S. agriculture products from international markets. In June, the U.S. and Chile reached an agreement on market access for U.S. cheese and meat products, including the use of common food names in Chile. Baldwin's urging the administration to continue securing similar agreements in future trade negotiations. Soybean growers need to manage weeds, diseases, insects, and weather impacts along with the grain market. Any one of those can create headaches and add to a lot of lost income, especially in a tight margin year like this year. UW Extension will sponsor a field day on September 4th. The field day will be hosted by McAllister Farms just south of Highway 29 in Seymour. Starting at 10, attendees will view research and demonstration plots regarding water hemp control, fungicide selection and timing, and foliar fertilizer and biological products. Discussions will also take place regarding water hemp management, grain marketing updates, white mold management, dairy ration building based on fatty acid profiles of feed, along with soy nutrient management. For more information on that workshop and field day, contact UW Extension. USDA forecasted the agriculture trade deficit to increase sharply to a record $42.5 billion in the coming fiscal year. That compares to $30.5 billion this year, which ends September 30th. The widening trade gap, a source of frustration for many farmers and agriculture state lawmakers, reflects an expected $8 billion increase in agricultural imports in fiscal year 2025 to $212 billion and a $4 billion drop in exports to $169.5 billion. The decline is primarily driven by lower corn, soybean, and cotton prices, as well as lower volumes of beef. Horticultural exports are projected to rise by $1.2 billion to a record $41.5 billion due to higher exports across all categories. Ethanol exports are forecast at $4.3 billion, unchanged from the 2024 projection. Now, agricultural exports to Mexico are forecast at $29.2 billion. That's $100 million below the prior fiscal year, and exports to Canada are remaining unchanged at $28.9 billion. Clean Fuels Alliance America has sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen urging that agency to issue guidance, including safe harbors, to the 45Z Clean Fuels Production Credit by September 1st. The new producer credit becomes available January 1st of 2025 as the existing blender credit expires. Clean Fuels' letter emphasizes the difficulties that farmers, producers, and fuel marketers are facing in making the transition without guidance on the rules. U.S. biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel producers are having difficulties finalizing feedstock contracts, securing capital flows, and meeting project deadlines without knowing the value of the credit, said Clean Fuels in the letter. The need for policy certainty is urgent, they said. Clean Fuels is requesting the Treasury to issue safe harbor provisions, allowing taxpayers to rely on existing carbon life cycle assessments, such as the GREET model, to calculate the 45Z credit until the final rule is in effect. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Increasing clouds today in our ag weather forecast as a cold front approaches from the west. Showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop in Minnesota today and move off to the east. They could be severe this evening. After that, we'll have quiet and cooler weather for the Labor Day holiday weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a 50% chance of showers and storms, highs 78 to 83, relative humidities at 68 to 73%. Southeast winds at 8 to 13. We'll see scattered 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Otherwise, about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and storms. Some of those storms may be severe. Lows 58 to 63. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. South winds at 6 to 11. Anywhere from 1 to 1.5 inches of rain possible. For Friday, partly sunny early, then turning sunny in the afternoon. Cooler, high 75 to 80. Relative humidities at 46 to 51%. West winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, sunshine, highs 70 to 75. Monday, sunshine, highs 70 to 75. Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul. From steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
With Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I saw your picture in the paper, honeymoon in Jamaica. She's a lucky girl. You look so grown up in your black tux, from a ball cap and a pickup, seems like another world. You and me and our big dreams, falling in love. We were two kids in the backseat, all fearless and young. I got the first kiss, and she'll get the last. She's got the future. Break bars, backwoods on the four wheel, hanging on tight. I can still feel my racing heart. she'll get the last. We each got something the other will never have. I got the long hair, hot head. She got the cool and steady hand. I got the boy, and she got the man. I got the boy, and she got the man.
Creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. And you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country,
serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute or two. I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades on, spinning in the summer rain, dancing when there ain't no music, just the right kind of crazy. But baby, something about you, rocking that rock and roll t-shirt, whole party dressed up. untied shoestrings. You were light in the dark and stirring my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing like you.